It's Monday, so that means we're getting the latest on the livestock markets. We're joined on the line by Herb Block of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, certainly the fed cattle markets continue to respond to exceptional beef demand, even as output continued to rise into 2019. Locally, fed cattle prices are up about $12 in the last 12 weeks. Well, south of the border, U.S. prices gained about $13 in the same period. Short-keep feeder cattle, though, have generally followed the improvements in the fed cattle arena, but calves not so much. The cow-cow market has been a big drag on cow-calf income, moving down about $12 a hundredweight in the fall run. Some restructuring in the U.S. dairy industry has sort of put the crimp on Canadian cow exports and pressured prices accordingly, but obviously has provided some extra opportunities volume-wise for packers north of the border. Red cow sales this fall seemed like a bit of a reprieve to that sector, with prices much better than expected for the right kinds. Many exposed heifers headed to the feedlot earlier in the fall, anticipating a much lower than year-ago prices. Last, but certainly not least, and important, the Canadian dollar has been on the weak side for most of the fall, testing the 73-cent level late into December, and certainly being supportive to export values, particularly calf prices for inventory that will head to market as fats later on in the summer and fall. Futures traders in Chicago have a bit reluctantly moved up values right out into the summer months, with many contracts sending new life of contract highs in the past week. And that certainly offers some sellers opportunities to hedge some inventory well into 2019 at prices similar to contract expiry last summer. In short, so far so good into 2019, as even the outside markets continue to support risk-off ideas. Our oil up 7 consecutive days there last week to start 2019, and that's something not seen since back in 2004. Complementing that, last week's volatile stock market gaining back all of December's losses as the trade tensions seemed to be somewhat mitigated between the U.S. and that huge Chinese market stewards. Live cattle south of the border up $1.124, on the rail $1.97 up to the cutouts, the choice $2.12.46 down 2 for the week, and the selects $6 back at $2.06. In Chicago, from 1 week to the next, February live cattle up $3, April $2.38 higher, and then June up $1.65, January feeders up $1.22, March up $2.08, and the August deferred contract up $1.40, and the lean hogs, February up 70 cents, and the May contract down 58 cents. On the cash side here, cows about $3 to $4 higher, and the D1, D2 is 76 to 99, that's 82.67 average, the D3, 4s, 74.36 on the rail, 162 to 167. The fed cattle side, steers on the hoof, $1 at 160 on the rail, 266 to 268.50, and that's a 160.69.50 average, up about 35 cents for the week. Heifers on the hoof, 159 to 161.50, and a 266.50 to 268.50 on the rail, up about 35 cents again at 159.50. Moving on to the hogs, Western Hog Exchange reports their prices for their 100 index 90-kilogram hogs for the week ending January the 11th. The Ole West 017 price, 130.2, up $5 a hog from the previous week, but $12 a hog below the same week a year ago. The alternative Ole West 019 price, up $4 at 133 even for the week.
Herb Block of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton can be reached at 780-466-3599. An extended version of this week's market analysis with Herb Block is also available online. Go to agriculture.alberta.ca/calloftheland.